Welcome to episode 356 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This month, we are exploring the role of women in God's Word and celebrating the female voices of the past who have paved the way for women to enjoy a fuller life with which to serve the Lord. The word helpmeet comes from Genesis 2 verse 18 in the King James Version of the Bible, which says, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." Meet in this context is an adjective that means suitable. What the verse actually says is that God created a help for Adam, and this helper was meet, which means suitable, fit, proper for him. Through the years, the phrase help meet morphed into a single word, helpmeet, which is sometimes used as a synonym for helpmate, meaning spouse or companion. Modern translations render the phrase in Genesis 2 verse 18 as a helper fit for him, a helper suitable for him, or a helper comparable to him. It is interesting to note that the only part of God's creation declared to be not good concerns Adam's solitary state. God stated that it was not good for man to be alone. A man is by nature a social creature. God created us to need companionship. And of course, a man alone cannot propagate. Adam by himself was incomplete. This is why God created Eve as a help meet to complete Adam, to provide society for him, and to enable him to produce children. Eve was exactly what Adam needed, a helper suitable for him. Does this mean that every man must have a wife, a helper to complete him? No. In fact, the Apostle Paul says that celibacy is a good thing for the servant of God. Does it mean that every woman must be a wife and a completer of a man? No. Not every woman wants to marry or is led to matrimony. However, the Genesis passage sets the standard for most people in most contexts. A wife is the helper suitable for her husband. So what exactly does it mean to be a suitable helper? The key is the word suitable. A suitable wife is compatible with her husband in many respects, physically, mentally, emotionally, and of course, spiritually. This doesn't mean that the man and the woman are the same in everything, only that they fit together in harmony. They complement each other. The B-flat key on the piano is not the same as the G, but together they make a harmonious chord. Similarly, a suitable helper for a husband is a wife who is different from him, but well-suited to him, one who completes him in every way and who brings harmony, not discord, to the relationship. To be suitable, to be complementary, to make the man complete, the woman must have something that the man does not have. The woman must be more or better equipped in certain areas to help the man. Psalm 121 verses 1 to 2. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Who is the source of help? The Creator God. Who gives the man help? The Creator God. The helpmeet is an extraordinary and elevated role. This is not a lowly, subservient, spiritless, subdued status. Humankind cannot decide what the value or role of a woman is, no more than that of a man or God. When God created the unique characters and characteristics and animated each aspect of his creation, he set the values. He decided what the pieces of the puzzle are, and he placed them in the appropriate positions in the overall picture. Humankind and each one of us have the right to accept or reject what God has established. That's free will. In dismissing the originally named values, we are putting the cart before the horse. If we think humankind can decide the role of a woman or man in society, we are the horse. Or we can see the value God has placed on a woman and man and accept and do our utmost to respect his pieces in the puzzle. Genesis 1 verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Both genders have the identical image of God. in that the man and the helper are fully equal. Men and women have the same spiritual potential. Matthew 12, verse 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. To be a helper is to be Christ's sister. The first step in becoming a suitable partner is surrendering to the lordship of Jesus. Only with the Holy Spirit empowering us can any of us live as godly people. When we place our faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord, it is similar to the wedding day. The entire direction of our lives has changed. We begin to see life from God's perspective, rather than pursuing our own agendas. That means that a Christian woman will approach marriage with a different mindset than that of a worldly woman. She desires not only to be a good wife for her husband, but also to be a godly woman for her Lord. This is true also for a godly husband. Being a Christian wife involves living out the principle found in Philippians 2 verses 3 to 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. If followed closely, this principle would eliminate the majority of marital arguments. Since we are by nature selfish, we must rely on the Lord to crucify that selfish urge and help us seek the best interest of our spouses. For a wife, this means remaining conscious that her husband is not a woman and does not think like a woman. His needs are different from her needs, and it is her responsibility to understand those needs and seek to meet them whenever possible. In case you think this is a one-way expectation, husbands must also recognize their wives' needs and do whatever they can to meet those needs. Ephesians 5 verses 22 to 24 addresses the issue of submission, which unfortunately has been mishandled by many. Wives are told to submit to their husbands as they do to the Lord. Many cringe at the word submit because it has been used as an excuse for women to be mistreated, sometimes even oppressed. When these three verses are ripped from their context and applied to women only, they become a tool in the hand of the enemy. The command about submission actually begins in verse 18, which says that all Christians should submit themselves to one another. It then applies that to wives in marriage, but the bulk of the responsibility is placed upon the husband to love his wife in the way Christ loves the church. When a husband lives in obedience to God's expectation for him, a Christian wife has little difficulty submitting to his leadership. And that husbands are called to be priests in their homes does not preclude women from roles in leadership. While there are Christian wives who do not have children, the majority of married women will become mothers at some point. During this transition, it is natural for her to give all her effort and attention to the children. It can take some time to adjust to the new family responsibilities. But a Christian wife remembers that her husband is her first priority. His needs still matter. She may feel at times that she has nothing left to give to him at the end of a frustrating day, but she can run to the Lord and find the strength and energy to remain a wife first and a mother second. Communication is critical during the early child-rearing years, and a Christian wife will initiate non-judgmental conversations with her husband, explaining how he can help and what she needs from him in order to be more responsive to his needs. Couples who stay connected and set aside intentional times together grow stronger and build deeper bonds that will keep their marriage healthy. A Christian wife also realizes that taking time for herself is not selfish. She's open with her husband about her own emotional and psychological needs. Wives who neglect or fail to express their own needs for fear of appearing selfish are only setting themselves up for later resentment and burnout. Before a wife and mother can give her family what it needs, she must take care of herself. Father, thank you for the gift of marriage. Thank you for making men and women in such a way that they can complement each other. Forgive us for distorting your plan for harmonious relationships. Empower us through the Holy Spirit to communicate better, collaborate better, and serve you better. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.